I am very concerned about the repeal of this ACA. I'm concerned for my patients, who we have seen, you know, a decrease, like you have said, in charity care, which has improved our bottom line and helped us do some amazing things. I worry if people don't have health care, they come in through the ED. They don't have the services they need. And we have sick people in our community. We have very, very ill patients who come in, and if they have no previous care, no primary care physician, it's a harder road to get them back. We rely on places like Crusader Clinic and Rosecrans to help our patients and give them some place to go and give them some referrals. We've seen an increase in patients coming in with primary care, which has been a wonderful thing for us. They have some sort of access and have some sort of treatment plan in place. So the repeal would be very concerning for us at the frontline level. I worry when things become more expensive, the cost has to come from somewhere, cuts come from somewhere. I don't want it to come from my frontline. I don't want it to come from my nurses at the bedside. You know, we give great, wonderful, quality, safe patient care. And every time that there's cuts that happen, that's what we are concerned about, is where is it coming from? And one of the most expensive costs in a hospital system is your nursing care and frontline staff.